If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
So, Lebo's so mad that Sam took part of his time. Not only is he not here in person, he won't even call in on the tie line. He's doing a straight cell phone. Wow, Mr. Sulky Pants here. What's going on, Todd?
I got a lot of things going on in my house right now.
Like what? Like what?
We're working on some air conditioning things. Then I got to get in there. We got some Chiefs Zooms later today. It's just a very busy day on a Monday.
Who's on the Chiefs Zooms? Please inform us.
Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes. Ooh. Heard of him.
Oh.
Who?
Okay.
He's a guy who would break the internet if he flipped the ball to second base.
Right.
And Tyrann Matthew.
Oh, Matthew?
Yeah.
Hey, could you ask?
We'll have a little bit later.
I'm not telling you, because you do a great job in all these Zooms, so I certainly will not tell you any questions, but can you just phrase it like when Andy Reid's on there, say, hey, can you just give us the exact plan for left tackle now so we'll know?
What's going on here? Beach is working on that, you know.
No, just ask, so what's give us the five starting offensive linemen for opening day, for opening night, and see what he says.
Well, I can't tell you that.
Now let me ask you a question.
That's not how we roll.
Right now, how do you feel about Porter Moser?
Well, he's doing a fine job.
Mm-hmm.
He brought in some guys who I actually saw play a game this year. Now they lost to Kansas, but whatever.
How do you feel about the Groves boys? Tanner Groves, what's his brother's name? Josiah or
Jacob?
Okay.
I thought you were going to come strutting into the studio just to rub that in me and Jake's face.
Yeah, how they scored some points and still lost. Yeah, that's standard.
But now we'll have more.
How about your buddy Hill score 49 points against Kansas?
But they have more talent around them.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold my beer. Boom. Buddy Hill to go in there and score 49 on you.
I was there at that game. It was awesome.
I was at that game.
It was crazy.
The double overtime?
Why can't you be excited about
overtime.
Porter Moser?
I am excited about Porter Moser. Now, and you know, we always like to talk about Lance. Attorney Lance, he was glad to see Brady Manick go because he was sick of Brady Manick, and I texted him.
North Carolina likes him.
I said, Brady Manick's going to UNC, and he says, UNC Wilmington? And I said, no, it's the big dog. It's the Powder Blues.
So we see the direction that they're going with Hubert Davis.
How old's Brady Manick, by the way?
He's only 22.
I don't believe that. That's wrong.
Yeah, it's not.
Check the birth certificate. That's a lie.
No,
it's an Albert Pujols, 22.
Yeah, he's 30.
Ha!
Austin Reeves is the guy who is like probably 23 or 4 because he was a fifth-year senior. Manick's a true senior. He's
I don't think
24-year-old.
So.
Kid.
Todd Lebo, the Royals are in first place. And Salvador Perez is the best player in baseball. Prove me wrong.
I can't prove you wrong.
Right.
Red hot. He looks great. I mean, he's lost weight. He's in shape. And he's just got energy. He reminds me of trying to kind of carry the team along with that energy that we saw, you know, bubbling up in 2012 and 13 with the Royals before they won anything, you know. He's showing that kind of emotion and energy that we were so used to seeing for a few years, even before the Royals ended up winning anything. And he's Sal's so happy. He's been on, you know, the post game Zooms. He's like, I'll see you tomorrow. He's ready to go today and make a big play and be back on the thing tomorrow. He's having fun and they're having fun. They're a fun team to watch because they're just finding ways to win. I mean, they're only scoring 3 runs a game since the first 2 games when they scored 25 runs, and they've managed to be 7-5 in those games. That's pretty good. They've found a way to scrap and win those games.
I know the Royals are hot when Phil St. John is expressing excitement about the release of MLB The Show 21 out tomorrow on PlayStation and Xbox.
Mm.
How about
See,
that?
That's good. They're trying to get the kids to watch.
That's right.
On the video game.
Anything from your son on MLB The Show tomorrow?
No.
Wow.
He hasn't. But
not fine.
He did have a walk-off base hit in his game for the Hitmen.
What the hell's wrong with MLB The Show then?
I don't know. He hasn't.
Look at this. Oh,
it looks great.
Jake, nothing?
It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Sniff around that, you could be Salvy.
Yeah, MVP.
Right. What about Brady Singer yesterday? I was very happy with that, Todd Lebo.
Yeah, very happy. It was funny after the game. You know, he's not getting any run support. I don't think they scored a run when he's been in the game this year, but they won that one. And he's like, I'm never going to say anything about these guys. He's hitting hard, man. This isn't easy. And he was happy that he's playing well. He's always reserved. He's not a big emotional guy. But it was good to see him go out there and have his control and not end up with the walks, because he really lost control in that first start. And he was better the next time out, and he's gotten better this time. That's good when these guys are getting better. And you know what? Keller has gotten better as he's gone along, and hopefully he will be better this week when he gets his chance against the Rays tomorrow, because those are the things that they really need to have happen. They need those young pitchers to be something special, because that's the way they've been talking about building this team, is with young pitchers kind of doing things. And Singer being good yesterday was certainly a good thing.
Can you clear this up for us, by the way? Because I want to refer to the Royals' best reliever by the correct pronunciation of his last name. Jake, can you?
And then Stamont, and then Holly.
So we say Stamont. Is it Stamont? What's going on here?
You say whatever you want.
Well, I want to be – that's the damn manager of the Royals.
We've been saying
Stamont. But Matheny says Stamont, and I'll say Stamont if that's what he wants.
Well,
you got to tell me, though.
It's Stamont is what it is.
Well, not according to Mike Matheny, so you're wrong.
No, he just said it yesterday. He was just going through there. Mike Matheny.
Who's the best who's the best Royals reliever?
Josh Stamont.
Do you believe that?
And then Stamont.
Are you spend
playing
into dollars on him. Of course he's
right.
The best.
Do you believe him to be the best Royals reliever?
What do you want your best reliever to be? A guy who's going to close the game? I don't think they're going to put him in closer situations.
Who do you have the most faith in?
Like
that's who he's asking. You, who do you, Todd Lebo, have the most faith in to get three outs for an inning?
High leverage situation, who do you want in there?
I like Josh Stamont in that spot. But I don't know if I'm ready for him to pitch the ninth inning yet, because he hasn't done that.
Because you got Barlow, you got Stamont, you got Greg Holland, you got Zimmer, you got Wade Davis, who Jake loved last week. Now he can't even get him to mention his name.
I still love him.
He
completely turned his back.
He had number one in his power. In 1 week, Wade Davis in the reliever power rankings goes from one to five.
That's all right.
And it shows how volatile Jake's reliever rankings are. But the point is,
what Josh Stamont said yesterday was that they don't mind that there's not a defined role for all these guys down there. They all just see, their job is to get the outs in whatever order. And that's a powerful thing if you can get everyone believing down there. I don't think they got a lot of attitudes like, I need to be the ninth inning guy.
He's bringing Paul.
Taking the castle, you know, all that stuff where I'm going to go, you know, be the guy who gets to be the guy at the end, which is kind of what they had before, because Wade Davis was pitching really well in 2015. You didn't see him grousing about not being the closer until Greg Holland got hurt, and then it was all good. Everyone's cool. And I think they've got a nice group down there that really believes in each other.
Hey, Herrera was good enough to be a closer for damn near every other baseball team, and he never closed, but he was a stud. Now, listen, do you want to know why I like Stamont so much?
He spent $11.
No, this is why.
He's bringing power.
He does bring power.
Do you agree with that or not?
Of course I agree with that. He's bringing it.
He's bringing power.
I'm leaving.
Now listen.
Is it 10? It's got to be 10, right? I mean,
it's
so close.
Trivia question for everyone who doesn't know.
When you hear
Jamal Charles say he's bring power, who is he actually talking about?
Peyton Hillis.
Peyton Hillis, who was on the cover of a video game. Full circle back to MLB The Show.
And also came on the show and talked about protein shakes that are made with real milk for 5 minutes. And we asked him one football question, and gotta go. Click.
Gotta go. He's bring milkshakes.
Do you guys remember that? He was on to talk about some protein shake. And I go, and so we had to ask him, so why do you like this protein shake? And he goes, well, it's made with real milk. I said, okay then.
Milk.
So let's talk about this backfield.
Nope.
Well, gotta go. Click.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Kind of like his career with the Jets. Bye bye, everybody. So, I don't know. He didn't bring a lot of power to the show, is my point.
No, he didn't.
That milkshake did, though.
Right. Nate, say hello to Todd Lebo, please, even though he's not here or not on the tie line. So, whatever.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, you got this Super League thing? sorted out yet, Nate?
What do you think?
This guy's tweeting away. Yeah. He's mad about something. I don't explain what the hell's going on right
you
now.
You probably should explain
to people
it.
Like me. I don't know what you're talking about.
$6 billion.
Yeah. So soccer. There's never been like a monopoly in soccer like there is in American sports where, you know, if you're in the NFL, you're just in the NFL and nobody else gets to participate, right? There's leagues all over the world. Every country has leagues. You have to earn the right to be in those leagues by winning enough games. You got to earn the right to get into the tournaments by winning. And now the biggest clubs in Europe, like 12 of the biggest clubs in Europe, are getting together and basically have decided, hey, maybe we should do the way the Americans do it where – we just form our own league. We always get to be in the league no matter what. There's no way we can get knocked out of it, and we just kind of force everybody else to be a tier below us.
Tell me this, Nate. Here's what I've read an article about this. So let's say, Chelsea goes to the Super League. That means they're no longer in the EPL?
So my understanding is that they would still be in the EPL. This would just be a midweek competition stuff like the Champions League.
This gets rid of the UEFA.
This would get rid of the Champions League.
UEFA is challenging us. They're the ones that challenge us. So, it would eliminate the Champions League.
So, what are you guys rooting for to happen here?
I don't like this idea at all.
I like it. I want mass chaos.
Well, this isn't chaos. This would basically...
This is chaos.
Okay, they're going to disagree on everything. Gleba, what about you? What do you think?
We know this. We know there's all kinds of bad things that happen in the levels of soccer up there in the back rooms. So it sounds like they're just trying to clean up and say, forget about you, UEFA, with all the garbage you run. We'll just do it ourselves. So,
well, they're trying.
The bad news is for the teams that are never going to win the Champions League but get to participate, that's the teams that are going to get hurt. The teams that like make it but then don't win it. We're basically taking this thing to the knockout stage of Champions League. Is what the Super Cup sounds like to me, right?
I mean, kind of, but there is the ability. It's
Nate.
It's,
why would you not like this if Arsenal's included? Because they never make the Champions League.
Wow. Like, I don't know what he's talking about, but I feel like that was a sick ass burn.
It was. It was. But I like the sport of soccer more than I like Arsenal.
Oh.
And I think that, you know, I think that honestly, I hate Arsenal's owner with all my heart, and the fact that he wants to be in on this tells you everything you need to know about it.
Did that bother you? What he just said?
Well, just be honest.
Don't try to.
I mean, it's.
It's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, like it's kind of.
But did it hurt you?
True.
Did it irritate you? What he just said about?
Yeah, it did. But I'm proud to say that my fandom is not beholden to. I mean, I would rather my team earn their way into the Champions League than buy their way into it.
Yeah,
I don't care. My team buy it in. No,
I would rather. I mean, that's what competition's about. This is basically trying to turn
competitions about.
This is trying to turn European soccer into the BCS or the whatever the Power Five conferences. In football are. And I think it sucks. I think the college football construct is terrible. It sucks.
There'll be something where they make you pay to watch it because that's what it's all turning to, and you won't.
Oh, of course, that's going
to
be the case.
Everyone will pay to watch except Jake.
But to me, to me, like it's the different. What you're talking about here is what college basketball has. Which there are blue bloods and they have advantages over other teams. But a Gonzaga can build themselves into a national power. A Baylor can build themselves into a national title team. Villanova can do the same thing. Whereas in college football, it's the same four teams. You know, it's basically the same top
teams.
It's
not the same four.
Pretty much.
Kind of, you know.
Pretty much. And
Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and then, there's a random in there sometimes.
Once Oklahoma usually jumps in there and gets their ass kicked.
But, to me, like, I think it's the antithesis of the way sports is supposed to go, so I don't like it. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. They're saying UEFA is saying they will ban anyone who plays in this Super League from playing in the World Cup.
Good, that's what I like to hear. I want some threats.
So there's
going to
be some.
That's what we're looking for.
Don't get it twisted. UEFA is corrupt as hell.
I mean, all can be probably one of the top most corrupt organizations.
Soccer's corrupt.
Yeah, but
UEFA.
I'm not saying that UEFA is on some moral high ground. They're just trying to protect their own greedy interests. By doing this,
I love this.
I'm more in favor of their greedy interests than these 12 teams' greedy interests. You know,
but your team's one of them, though.
That's good news for America because the American players aren't good enough to play for these teams. So maybe America could win the World Cup.
Todd, could you comment on Sporting Kansas City opening the season with a victory on the road, please?
Oh, it's a great way to. You don't see teams down 1-0 come back and win 2-1 very often. It was really well done, and shout out to the 19-year-old kid playing goal.
Right?
How about that?
Holzkamp,
string goalkeeper rolling in there. It's wonderful.
So he told a really interesting story to me. He was originally an LA Galaxy Academy kid. He grew up in Bakersfield. And so, you know, we talk about all these academy kids like Busio and stuff that come to Kansas City, and they get to live with a host family in a nice big house and you know, get treated really well. I said, so did you live in a host with a host family in L.A.? He goes, well, our host family basically just took their garage and converted it into a room for four of us to live in on bunk beds. He had a bunk bed where his feet literally dangled off the edge of the bed, and that's where he slept for a year while he was in the Galaxy Academy. He's like, yeah, they treat you a little better in Kansas City. Oh. A little nicer here.
Todd.
Of course it's nicer here. It's what we do.
Yep. I got this asparagus on your desk. Can we leave it there or what?
Boy, he's got a lot of it.
I'll be there. As soon as I'm going to be in the car here in about, hopefully, 8 minutes.
Oh, as soon as the segment's over. That sounds great. Hey, Todd, thank you for your time. Sorry for an inconvenience to your life, all right?
Well, I blame Nate for yelling at Gary about what 100% is his fault.
That's about. Do you think it will snow?
If Gary says it's 100%, it has to.
Do you believe in you believe in Gary? All
except for he reserves the right to change that prediction within hours.
Thank you, Todd.
Of course he did. Bye.
Sooners protect Sooners.
I'm 100% committed to this, unless something changes
you
my mind.
Our fine listeners texted in. The good point is, like, there's a chance of 100% snow, what? Right? There's a 100% chance of snow. Well, it's not a chance, then. It's going to snow. Right?
I don't know.
He said there's a 100% chance of snow.
You could sit in this chair tomorrow, Nate. I'm not dealing with it. Any chance of snow, I'm not dealing. I'm not.
I am absolutely committed to this prediction unless I change my mind.
I'm all in. Tune in at 10 o'clock.
We'll be back to wrap things up on WHB.